Chuck and Julie, bringing you the truth straight up.
I'm Julie Hagan. I'm working at
an Emmy-winning former investigative reporter, a highly successful trial attorney, and publisher of a major Denver area newspaper. They've been partners as talk show hosts and in marriage as parents for over 10 years, providing thought-provoking information, opinion, and entertainment live, local, and interactive. Everyone's voice is always welcome on the Chuck and Julie Show.
Hello, everybody. Chuck Bonnywild, Julie Hayden, the Chuck and Julie Grassroots Show, Truth Straight Up, show brought to you by Mountain West Wellness, Advanced Acupuncture, and Chinese Medicine. Chuck is wrapping something up. He will be joining us in a second here. Holy cow, a ton to talk about today. The final countdown. I was listening to the libertarian lawsuit to against Jenna Griswold and the whole leaked passwords debacle is going on right now. Pretty interesting stuff. We can talk about that. Peanut the Squirrel, we have all of that. Hugh Hewitt, also something to talk about. But wanted to start off with author and PR expert Michael Levine, who has a great column up about the power of Elon Musk in this election. So, Michael, hey, thank you for your time. Welcome to the Chuck and Julie Show.
Well, thank you for sharing your valuable audience with me, my friend.
Our pleasure. So, you know, I think Elon Musk has played a pivotal role on a number of levels. But, you know, you've watched, and you're a consultant, you're a PR guy, as I, you know, it's one area of your expertise, a commentator. How do you see, I mean, did you anticipate or have you ever seen anything like this?
No, I haven't. Elon Musk is a unique force of nature, unlike almost anything I've ever seen in my life or anything the world has ever seen in their lives. And so for Elon Musk to come out and so passionately and enthusiastically endorse President Trump was a huge surprise. Be an enormous momentum lift for the Trump campaign. It's hard to think of anyone in this world who has that unique kind of ability to communicate. Now, you might say, well, what about Taylor Swift? I don't think Taylor Swift is extremely popular, but I don't think she has that ability to communicate.
What about your client Barbara Streisand?
Well, former client, current client.
Oh, okay.
Barbara Streisand is a brilliant artist, of course, but someone who has now age has taken its role in her life as it has in everyone's lives. And so, again, Elon Musk is a force of nature unlike anything we've ever seen. So just having him on your side is a remarkable momentum gainer for the campaign.
I agree. And I think, I mean, let's just take a look at the difference that Elon Musk owning X, Twitter. Last election at this time, if you tried to post, in Colorado, we've got a big hearing going on right now involving a scandal and the Secretary of State leaking passwords to the election systems, right? You would not have been able to tweet about that or comment about that, right? And I think what he's done is by pushing free speech, I think that he's also, I don't know what, reached not just conservatives, not just MAGA supporters, people like that, but a whole bunch of people who are concerned about being able to get their message out, whether it's their song on YouTube. Or, I mean, I guess what I'm saying is he's bipartisan, maybe isn't the right word, but he's truly, I think, sort of grassroots. Do you think?
Well, he is a unique force of nature, and I agree with you that he is not, you know, a man that necessarily only attracts conservatives. I think a lot of young people are tremendously attracted to Elon Musk, and he's a unique force.
Well, and I think, you know, another thing too, I mean, so he's opened all this up. I think that the government too, there's some backlash. I mean, they're trying to destroy him, right? They're launching investigations into every aspect of his business. In Brazil, they want to shut him down and jail him. The more I think the left attacks him, I think that only, and he's a billionaire. So he's like, I don't care. You know, he says, you know, go F yourself, basically. And he's not a politician. He's not running for anything. So he has this sort of freedom, I think, that maybe even amplifies his message.
Yes, but to be correct, he's not a billionaire, dear friend. He's a multi-billionaire.
All right. He's got a little bit more cash than we do, honey.
He's got a buck or two more than we do.
Do you think, you know, as you were pointing, like Taylor Swift, you know, the Democrats keep bringing out all these celebrities. You know, J-Lo cried about that. I don't think... How do I say it? There's a certain something about Elon Musk that kind of like I think Donald Trump makes you think you could maybe sit down and have a beer with the guy. He doesn't come across, I don't think, as the Hollywood elite come across. Would you?
I agree with you. Okay. I think there's some relevance to what you're saying. He seems a man driven by a different mission than how many houses he can collect.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. And I think you...
Although he's doing a pretty good job on houses and children. He's kind of the Lion King of more and more kids.
He is an odd guy. He is an odd guy. Well, why is it? Do you think this time around, I'm not so sure it ever did, but the Democrats keep dragging out their celebrities like Beyonce, but then she doesn't sing. I don't think it's having the impact that it's had before. Do you?
Yeah, I would agree with you. I think that the impact of celebrities is overstated. Now, it certainly is an attention getter.
Right.
The question becomes not, is it an attention getter? Is it a momentum mover?
Yeah.
And it does not seem to be. In other words, I don't know that your aunt or uncle is going to make their decision on who they're going to vote for based on what George Clooney says.
Yeah.
I'm not sure of that. So I agree with
you.
Well,
what it does do for you, at least in the past, it gave you a lot of excitement. It gave you a lot of energy.
Oh, yes, and certainly brings attention. No
yeah, they wouldn't have any. They'd have, you know, a busload total there at the events, absent that, you know, rumor that J-Lo was going to do a conference.
Beyonce, rather.
And
Bruce Springsteen
got to sing utterly out of tune with an old voice, which is kind of fun in and of itself. But they certainly bring to event a lot of the, you know, excitement that is utterly devoid, at least right now, in the Democratic Party.
Well, yeah, I mean, look, they are relying on a certain strategy. And half the country seems to be willing to buy that strategy. And another half is utterly and completely disinterested. They certainly don't seem to want to talk about policy,
yeah.
Right? Every time you ask, every time anyone's permitted to ask Kamala Harris any question at all, every single answer starts with, well, I was born and raised in a middle class.
Did you see she caught herself? There was some question, and she started going that route. And she went, oh, no, never mind that. And let me give you another problem answer.
I mean, I literally believe that I could ask her what her favorite breakfast cereal was. And she would say, well, Michael, I was born in a middle class home, and it's...
You know, let me ask you this. You've got a background in consulting and PR. To me, it seems that Trump and the McDonald's was brilliant. Trump and the garbage truck, brilliant. I mean, what if you were if they were your client? I mean, I could just see this meeting where some staffer comes in and says, "I know we're going to have you go work at McDonald's." Everyone's like, "What?" But I mean, talk to me about how decisions like that get made. And I think
Donald Trump, there's no pattern. I mean, he makes his own calls. He's his own man. He makes his own calls. And You can bring good ideas to him or bad ideas to him, but ultimately he's the decider.
And he'll make some good decisions and he'll make some bad decisions, just
There you
like
go. That's
you think.
accurate. Yeah.
But if you're the
Look,
Democrats,
people who are revolted by Donald Trump, and there are millions of Americans who are revolted by him. By the way, I am not a Republican. I am a political independent. So I can certainly understand some of the detachment that some Americans have with Donald Trump's personality. I'm simply here to say I'm a radical pragmatist. I want to know what works. And I'm here to say that when Donald Trump was president, no matter how obnoxious he was, the border was more secure than when he wasn't president. And since I'm interested in making that border real secure, that appeals to me. So I'm driven by what works. When you're selecting a heart surgeon or you're selecting a pilot for your plane, you're not picking a best friend. You're not picking the winner of the Manners Award in your elementary school. You're trying to pick the very, very, very best person to manage very complicated matters in this world. And whether you like someone or not is interesting, but it shouldn't be defining.
Well, and I think
But
that.
I'm not sure if I was, want to go for heart surgery, that I'd pick out Kamala, who doesn't seem to know anything about heart surgery, or
Right.
Donald, who you don't know.
But she's
She
so
may decide to
fun
cut
and
the heart
so
out.
nice. Exactly. Who the hell cares if someone is fun and nice? I want a heart surgeon that can get me to stay alive. I
Yes.
want an airline pilot who can land a plane. I don't give a rat's ass whether or not the person is a particularly sweet person and pets their dog and uses language that I enjoy. I'm just interested in the most important assignments imaginable, which is the running this country in a very, very, very complicated time.
Well,
Wait, let me, Chris Cuomo.
let me tell you. I'm a big Donald Trump fan. I've been a big Donald Trump fan since 2016. But we had to take our son. It was a snowy day, and the school bus came on and opened up the door, and Donald's behind the wheels. I would not feel great. I go, well, maybe you ought to walk, Junior.
What is that driving? Chris Cuomo sort of addressed what you're talking about, Michael, which was interesting because it was Chris Cuomo, and he was saying this is sort of what the Democrats and the people who hate Trump don't get. That exactly what you said. People are not, many are not voting for Donald Trump because they like him or he's touchy-feely and they feel good about him. These are people, and there are a lot of people out there who have this fundamental. After COVID, after what's going on in education, after what's going on in the economy, what's going on with gas prices, have a very fundamental distrust of the government and sort of want it blown up
And
and
you missed, if I might recommend, a very, very big one. May I share it with you?
sure.
Sure.
Well, exactly. I hope
The
everything, but everything, exactly.
border.
And you've got all of that, and people are like, they want it fixed. I like Donald Trump's thing. Kamala broke it, Trump will fix it. And Chris Cuomo was saying, people get that you don't, when you need to blow up the government, you hire a savage, right? You don't care about his manner.
But what
Well, let
I
me just finish.
Well,
And so.
Dick Morris said something very interesting to me once. He said, Michael, the problems that we have are so great that it will not be fixed by a reasonable man sounding reasonable. I thought that was a very, very interesting way of wording something. It will not be fixed by a reasonable man sounding reasonable.
That's true.
And so there we are.
But
Right.
what I can't understand, and half the country, which includes my sister who's over living over in London, are happy to have the United States become Brazil. Half the country go, about 30 million people.
They seem to me almost to have a suicide mission.
Yes.
If anybody could possibly imagine that allowing 10 to 12 million people to come through our border, have no idea who they are, have no idea where they are located, that they would think that this is a marginally good idea, I believe makes them almost guilty of suicide wish.
Right. Well, and then here in Colorado, we have these Venezuelan criminal gangs taking over apartment complexes, and you've got the Democrat
Oh,
media and government on the
my friend, you haven't seen anything yet.
Yeah.
If you think what's going on now is worrying, wait till you see 2 years from now. If this is not corrected immediately, in 2 years, you literally won't believe what you're going to see.
How do you mean? What do you see?
Crime, lawlessness, fear. I mean, if you think it's bad now, they're just getting warmed up, kid.
Well, no, these are the cartels, I think, that run it. You're absolutely right. And people, again, I think what's biting the Democrats, there's a, I don't think it's a meme, it's a thing going around on X right now, where this organization, these guys went around and they pretended to go to rich people's houses and they signed a petition saying, oh, everybody, you should bring in all these illegal immigrants and they should be given free housing and stuff. And then they unload a bus of illegal immigrants to go, going up the person's stairs. And they're like, ah. And I think, like you're saying, people are waking up to the reality of
I
what
don't think
that.
they are waking up.
Well,
And
some are, many are.
I mean, the
Some are
Democrats
and
have
some
taken,
aren't.
the Democrats have taken the golden state, the heaven on earth, and taken a state like that and totally screwed it. Totally screwed it. And yet it continues
That
to
and
be.
that's the state I live in, and I can promise you that whatever you read about in the newspaper, whatever you read, see on television, I promise you, it is not as bad as it looks. It's worse.
Well, why do people keep voting
Whatever
for it
you
then?
see, it is worse.
Why do they keep voting for it?
Well, one of the reasons is because free is very hard to beat.
No.
One of the reasons that people are attracted to voting for someone is because you give them free stuff. And when you give people free stuff and you then teach them why they are entitled to free stuff, it becomes very hard to turn away from that. Look, if let's say we were at your radio station and the management team decided on Monday to give free donuts to everyone. And then the second week, next Monday, the following Monday, they gave donuts to them again. Second week, donuts. Now, the third week, there were no donuts. What would everyone say?
Where
Where are my donuts?
But California has some of the richest people in the world. San Francisco has some of the highest income. They don't need free donuts. But nonetheless, they
Well,
demand that
no,
others get
but
free
there
donuts.
are vast numbers of people who are attracted to free stuff and vote for free stuff. So, I mean, the most recent scheme, of course, was the unconstitutional idea that Biden had of giving people free pay their lo student loans. Right? Now, if you have a student loan worth $25,000 and somebody agrees to pay it for you, are you likely to vote for them or against them?
Vote for them at least for
On, you're
once.
bright people.
Yeah, never mind who has to pay for it. Who has to pay for it all eventually?
Well, let us, okay, what's the official, who's going to win tomorrow? And you got a gun to your head and you can't say,
No
yes,
violence.
you got to, no violence.
It's impossible to know, but I
I
would
know, but you have a gun to your head, so
that
you have to.
my instinct, and that's all it is that the Trump momentum over the last 2 or 3 weeks is going to be unstoppable. That the Trump momentum, beginning with the thing, McDonald's and the garbage bag and the forced mistakes made by Biden and Harris, I believe that their momentum outpaces Ms. Harris's momentum. Now we'll see. You know, Democrats are a very, very cunning group of people. And we'll see, you know, and as I said, free is hard to be. But we'll see how things all turn out, and it'll be a fascinating, it'll be a riveting evening, I have no doubt.
Really well. We have to let you go, but where can people get more of your stuff? Because I know you write a lot.
I pass messages to Barbara Streisand.
Okay. And find out about
so
you.
I have a two websites I'd like to give you. The first is my PR firm, BoundlessMediaUSA.com. And there you can learn all about our PR firm. And then the second is Michael Levine Consulting, which is the website dealing with the consulting business that I run. So those are two that you can gain some more information on. I'm very, very flattered that you would allow me to speak on such an important day.
Absolutely.
You've been great. We've loved having you on. Yeah. Loved having you on.
Thank you, sir. We'll see you next
let's
time.
Let's do it again another time.
All right.
All right. Absolutely. Thank you there. Michael Levine, BoundlessMediaUSA.com. And then his consultant thing too. Yeah, hopefully he's right. I mean, I feel like the momentum is there too. And we'll get to that in a second, because I actually kind of want to update you guys on what's going on in the libertarian lawsuit, that could be wrapping up today. I'm not sure. But then just sort of this.
If it doesn't wrap up, what difference is it?
Well, yeah, really. I guess you have a point. So, yeah, the judge gave each side an hour. And then just your comments, too. So if you want to speak, feel free to either unmute yourself and raise your hand, or the comments here will be going into that. But so the Libertarian Party filed a lawsuit basically against the Secretary of State, Jenna Griswold, saying that they, because of the leaked passwords, the election system was compromised. No way to tell for sure whether it was tampered with or not. So they wanted the judge to issue an order essentially saying the Secretary of State violated her own election code and they should decommission any of the affected computers. And since the computers are in a closed network, basically all of the computers are affected. The state is like, no, we don't need to do that. Everything is fine and hunky dory. We already told you that. It was kind of funny. The judge gave each side an hour, right? Which I think it's already going to take longer than that. But it was, I would say the state, this is clearly rushed. The state attorney from the AG's office had no idea what she's talking about. She's very nervous. She doesn't really know what she's saying.
Average.
Yeah. And there was one funny exchange that just, so Sean Smith was on our show, who was extremely knowledgeable about this. And the judge, I was just seeing Ash Epp was tweeting that the judge did allow him to testify as an expert, right? She was saying to him, well, she said, have you ever testified as an expert on the electromechanical voting systems in Colorado? And Sean says, there are no electrical mechanical voting systems in Colorado. So that's how her day was going.
Yeah.
So she's trying to slam him down. Now, he, as we know on our show, he said that there is no way to tell whether the machines have been compromised. The only way to tell is to just, you know.
You can't tell.
He said burn them all, basically, well, right?
You can't tell, but you got rid of them.
My guess is the judge is not going to.
You can't.
No,
you can't.
The judge is not going to do that. But at least they tried. And I think, you know, and I'm glad. I mean, the place is ashes down there, Pat Cage is down there. All of the people who've been fighting for election integrity in Colorado for years are down there. They will, of course, lose again, but still.
Yeah, we're good. That's my problem. We bring lawsuits that we can't win rather than bring some lawsuits to the
them, at least we make them fight. Do you know what I mean? At least we, and at least.
No, they're not even fighting. They didn't send the biggest yokel in the AG's office.
But, the whole place, I mean, it's being covered by the media. And I think one of the best things, I think, I don't always agree with Kyle Clark, but on this.
You don't always agree?
Yeah, on this, he was right. And I mean, I don't think he meant it quite this way, but this, he calls us election deniers. But he says, this is a gift. This is forcing the media to cover this, right? And so if you're out there and you're not paying a lot of attention, I mean, I think the average person gets leaked passwords. That's bad.
Okay.
That's not good. So, you know, maybe we don't have the gold standard. Now, maybe you still are going to trust the results. Maybe you're fine with what's going on. But I think this time around, and the Republicans, I think, are doing a really good job of getting information out there. You know, if you're somebody like Peter Boyles and you're like, there's no evidence of anything but the election systems are perfect, you're an idiot, right? Sorry, Peter, but you're just not paying attention. You're a liar anymore, right? I
No,
mean,
honey.
well, not
Honey.
Peter, but I mean, before they were like, there's no evidence, there's no evidence, there's no court, you know, but there is evidence. And I think there's so much now. Let's see. From Charlene, at Stuck Twins are doing a play-by-play on Twitter. Oh, okay, the establishment doesn't have a clue how the machines work. Yeah, Charlene, that was true. I mean, now I'll give her that it's pretty complicated, but I think any fair hearing would be, so you don't even know how it works. So how can you say that it's not compromised? Here's the other thing I am very suspicious of. All of a sudden, now we find out that the employee who posted the passwords in violation of any kind of cybersecurity rules or accepted
Being a
procedures,
federal,
yeah, you know, left amicably months ago, months ago.
and what our beautiful Secretary of State to kind of cover her ass said the employee is no longer working here.
But
It
here,
didn't say they haven't been working here for months because they left amicably.
well, here's what I think that the reason they're doing that too is therefore that employee can avoid being called to testify, can avoid being
No
anything.
kidding.
Well, I mean, they can't be ordered by the Secretary of State, right? They could plead the fifth, they could do all kinds of things.
You could serve him if you could find her.
Well, yeah, exactly. Oh no, that person's gone. She's in a closet, or he is in a closet somewhere in the Secretary of State's office. Oh, they left a long time ago. No idea where they went. No forwarding emails. Sorry. This from Sandra. The judge in this case was a former Denver DA, was appointed by Hickenlooper as a judge. What she'll do to Griswold? Nothing exactly. So that's that. We'll keep you posted on that. I don't think it's going to go anywhere, but
Well,
at least it's
at least
there.
it's fun.
At least it's fun. Want to talk about something else that's sort of fun but sad, but that I think perfectly explains why Donald Trump has momentum there. Have you guys been following the Peanut the Squirrel and Fred the Raccoon story? So it's and it's not funny actually, but so
A little funny.
yeah, the squirrel has Peanut the Squirrel has way more followers than we do. Way more like
But where did it get him?
Well, yeah, but so there was a guy, his name is Mark Longo in New York, has a an animal rescue thing, I
Not
think,
official, but
but
unofficial.
an unofficial one. But he also they adopted a squirrel. It was abandoned. I guess they saw the mother squirrel
Abandoned.
get hit by a car, so like abandoned
Abandoned.
wasn't really, it was murder. The mother,
In nature, they
it's
don't
kind of a
have
Bambi kind of
abandoned.
thing, right? The mother was
Abandoned.
murdered by a human, so they took the squirrel in and essentially domesticated it. And use it on TikTok, Instagram, all over the place, has hundreds of thousands of followers, right? For some reason, and it's not, I'm reading all kinds of conflicting information on what happened, but for some reason, the government in New York, four agencies, decided to get a search warrant, raid the guy's house.
They said because the Karens were had
We're
gone on.
complaining about it. Now, somebody is saying somebody was joking that he had more followers than her, so she was going to get him killed, but which she did, but I don't know about that, if that's true or not. But at any rate, so the government, because squirrels are wild animals, so you need like a special license to have a squirrel, okay, and a raccoon, raided their house. And then in order to protect the animals and make sure they didn't have rabies,
They killed them.
they took them into custody and then they killed them. It's like, what? So whatever this guy was doing, I mean, the whole point of having these kind of laws is essentially to protect the animal and the neighbor so you don't have like lions and stuff in your backyard, right?
Well, you don't want rabies.
But if you're going to take it from the squirrel's point of view, it seemed like he had a pretty good life,
He did.
really, right?
Peanut was doing okay.
You know, it was doing okay. So Thomas, this is Mark Longo explaining to the guys at TMZ what happened. So if we could please play the peanut soundbite.
This must be really difficult for you.
It not only tears my family apart, but Peanut was the cornerstone of our nonprofit animal rescue. And 10 to 12 DEC officers raided my house as if I was a drug dealer. I was sat outside my house for 5 hours. I had to get a police escort to my bathroom. I wasn't even allowed to feed my rescue horses breakfast or lunch. I was sat there like a criminal. After they interrogated my wife to check out her immigration status, then proceeded to ask me if I had cameras in my house. then proceeded to go through every cabinet, nook, and cranny of my house for a squirrel and a raccoon.
They got a search warrant?
They got a search warrant. Four departments and a judge signed off on a search warrant for a squirrel and a raccoon. And then they took them and killed them.
So there you go. Your government at work for you. And I think that perfectly, at least to me, and tell me what you think, sums up why people are supporting Donald Trump. Because people understand after COVID and after all the, you know, after the border, you know, when it's like, you know, where the management company is now under investigation in a war, go figure that, right? When people are reaching out for help, the government's telling you that you're a liar, that you're the bad one. And then they raid your home, kill your pet. That's where the government is these days. And that happens all the time. And people used to think, oh, that was just weird or a one-off kind of thing, but it happens too much anymore. And I think that's why people are like, that's why we're voting for Donald Trump. Cause you don't get the impression that Donald Trump's DOJ would raid your home and kill your squirrel. Do you think?
Well, who knows, but as a practical matter, no longer call somebody up and say they have a gun in their house. Tell them they've got a squirrel.
Yeah.
In fact, we have a squirrel in our backyard. I mean, leaves our backyard and goes wherever he wants to go. But, you know, they call in saying, those Chuck and Julie have a squirrel on their grounds. Go get them. Get a search warrant and 12 DEA officers, agents, you know, pushing you around.
Underlying most of this anymore, though, is people they don't trust that, you know, I mean, who would have thought that you couldn't trust the CDC, right? Don't trust the CDC. Don't trust your doctors anymore. Who, you know, when I told this before, right? Rev is at the age where that we took him to get his athletic checkup and they're like, do you want to get all these vaccinations? I'm like, nope. And they're like, they're good for you. I'm like, yep. Don't buy, you know, nope. No, that's okay. I'm going to take my chances that we won't get polio whatever. I think that people don't trust the government anymore. You've got school boards and schools that are saying, you know, we're going to decide whether your kid
will generally mutilate your child,
right? And you don't get to
deliver them back to your front step. You know,
exactly. I think that there are so many things that people don't trust about the government, and every story like that comes across more. And I think every time they crack down harder and harder. That's just, again, the squirrel thing. It's stupid, but I think it is so emblematic of what's wrong with things. It's like, at what point did some supervisor say, why don't we just go knock on this guy's door and say, hey, do you have a squirrel? Look, you're not supposed to have a squirrel. Can you just get a license and we can all go away, right? No, they didn't do that. They organize a raid.
SWAT squad.
Exactly.
DEA SWAT squad.
The guy's house. And I'm sure they found, what are they looking for? Secret squirrels? I mean, other squirrels? It's like, what are they doing there for? And then they kill them. Right? They don't let them lose.
What
they
should
don't
we do?
They're like, we probably have the facilities to take care of the squirrel, so they kill it.
Yeah.
Right? Why not just let the guy have the squirrel?
Why not let the squirrel go and back in the wild?
And again, a judge that doesn't say, are you all kidding me? We have illegal immigrants destroying our city. And you know what I mean? And we're giving them free stuff and we're letting known criminals out on bond to commit more horrific crimes, and we're going to spend all of this government time and energy on a squirrel? But nobody says that, right? I mean, that's the weird thing, place that government has come to now. Just like Jenna Griswold is like, okay, we leaked the passwords, but it's all good now. And we're just all supposed to believe her, right? And we're bad, mean people for not believing her.
Well, it's going to be interesting. The judge is going to have a tough time kind of figuring out why he shouldn't do something, because he can't do anything. And Janet Griswold will win, but it's just so pathetic. It'll just be one more nail in this huge coffin of our kind of thing. These people are worthless.
Oh, this is from Dr. Donna. The animal rights terrorists go crazy on things like this. Look at the ads on hunting mountain lions now. And then from Mark Poff, they heard that Peanut was going to vote for Trump. Exactly. From Sandra, I believe the head of that department was a woman, so all I can assume is she made the decision to get the squirrel another DEI problem. and then from Jim Jackson, PETA, people enjoying tasty animals. Yeah, speaking of...
Julie?
Yeah, hey, Charlene.
All the people in Aurora should report that the Venezuelan gangs are harboring pet squirrels.
Yeah,
there are pet squirrels.
And they should go in and raid them. That might be the only raid we get.
I think you're right. It's like we could call them up and say, I saw a squirrel and a prairie dog. Fred Hawk too.
Yes, I'm just expounding on Chuck's theory. I thought that was real good. If you want to get back at someone, just let them know they're harboring a
They're
squirrel.
harboring a squirrel. That's right. Yeah,
Unlicensed squirrel.
forget that whole red flag law, right? That's gone now. And
Yeah, forget collecting
you could
rent
even have
instead
a
of the landlord.
throwdown squirrel and put it in their driveway, right? Or something like that.
Yes. Okay, thanks.
Well, Rachel, you know, I got you. What do you think is going to talk about? What do you think about tomorrow?
Oh my goodness. Who knows? I mean, I think Trump definitely wins it, but I think Kamala's people are going to try to delay it and try to
Yes.
get things chaotic, and
Yes.
it's going to be up to the lawyers to work it out over time. But in the meantime, there'll be chaos. That's what I think.
I kind of agree with you, Sean. I saw Nevada was it Nevada or Arizona? Somebody was saying, oh, it's going to take him 13 days to count, right? I think you're absolutely right. I think that Trump wins, but they say, well, we can't, there's no final count yet. And in the meantime, I think it's going to be, ugly. And then Joe Biden will still be in charge. So,
Yeah. Okay, thanks.
okay, thank you. Okay, anybody else out there? I mean, if you want to, like I said, you can weigh in or,
I'll give you my
yeah, I was going to
views.
say you.
I thought 10 days ago that this is going to be a repeat of Reagan and Carter, as the last week goes in, similar to what Michael Levine said. I no longer believe that. What happened in the middle of that, at one point the betting percentages were going close to 65 and 53. The polls look great. Everything else going, but then after that, vis-a-vis nothing, all of a sudden the odds started going down and down and down and down. Then came out the polls. The first came New York Times Siena poll, which the gold standard according to liberals, the polls showed that Kamala was going to win, particularly in lots of states, followed by the Marist poll, which showed a similar thing. Then followed Ann Seltzer's one in Iowa, and it all went the other way. Now, since then, you've got polls from Republican or not, at least not Democratic ones. There's one called Atlas Insight out of Brazil that's really supposed to be pretty good, showing Republicans winning. Same with Trafalgar and Harrison. But it shows the one I've always trusted is TIPP. And they've got TIPP Insight, and you go there, and it has exactly even. And I don't think that's because they concocted it. Exactly even. It's been going up and down either way. Having said that, if I had to be one side or the other, I'd rather be Trump. He's still ahead in the polls, 56, 57, 43. He's been getting great ones from early voting, has gone his way. Or at least ostensibly gone his way. And so he's got some good things going. But right now, it truly is a toss-up. And it's going to be fascinating, and it's going to be fascinating watching.
Jacob says, remember this name, Mark Elias. Yeah, he's the lawyer, the engineer of all the lawfare things. I
Right.
think you're right there. Sandra says, I think the polls are all bunk. I wonder, Chuck, you've always been sort of the poll nerd, right? You love getting into that. I kind of have a general feeling. I think the momentum all seems to be going Trump's way. And you can tell by looking, I think, but I read a column and I agree with it, not by looking at the polls, but by looking at the candidates. The Trump people seem happy. They seem cheerful. They seem like they feel things are going well. And I think they have internal numbers that
Well,
make them feel that
I
way.
tried to explain to you. Notwithstanding the thoughts that internal polling is great, it stinks, usually in most campaigns.
Okay.
And it stinks for one main reason. You don't keep on being hired if you're Debbie Downer. If all of a sudden in the regular
It's
polls
true.
you're down two or three, they don't want you coming in. No, we're down
But
four,
what
we're
do you
down
do? But
five.
Kamala, though, those people seem crabby and desperate. She
But
seems
they're
to, she swings to where the joyful, happy party. Now Trump's a fascist, which you can only say
Well,
he's a
Donald
fascist.
Trump, not Donald Trump, Mitt Romney absolutely thought he was going to win. Absolutely, because he had the polls showed him absolutely winning, except the polls were too optimistic for him and
Right.
he lost. So I don't think necessarily if they're basing it on internal polls, it does you any good.
Right. Well, but was it one thing too, though, I think, and I wanted to talk about this too, is I think whatever happens, I think one giant loser, no matter how it turns out, is the legacy media. We were talking about this morning. I think the legacy media is like dead man walking anymore. Because even if Kamala wins, even if the lawyers pull it off and give it to her, clearly you have millions and millions, hundreds of millions of people who just, no matter how loud Rachel Maddow, and Mika and Joe scream at us, right? No matter how loud the stupid people on CNN yell at us and the Washington Post and the Leslie Stahls, we're just not listening to them,
Well,
right?
they've really blown it. So as part of these debates, you have George Stephanopoulos showing he's just a hack.
Right.
Norah Donald showed she's just a hack. Muir showing he's just a hack. All of them. They all had to expose themselves as unprofessional hacks.
Right.
And that's not going back. You know, oh, well, they really each
Right.
had a
Well,
bad
and
week.
I think, and even we saw Hugh Hewitt, who I got to admit is not like hardcore MAGA, I wouldn't say.
No.
But even he, I don't know if you guys saw this, we're going to play it, like is couldn't take it anymore at the Washington
Which is
Post.
hilarious.
Yeah, if we could. So what, listen, so he's on some show at the Washington Post. It's like a
Oh, I'm sure.
podcast. Yeah, they're live on this. And it's like he well, you'll see for yourself. If we could please, Thomas, play the Hugh Hewitt soundbite.
Whatever arguments he can, no matter how far-fetched. We saw
Jonathan,
that
I've
work
got
out
to
last time, but it didn't work out
Pepper,
this time.
finish,
It
Hugh.
may not work. It may not. That may not happen this time. And now I'll let you go, Hugh.
Well, I've just got to say, we're news people, even though we're at the opinion section. It's got to be reported. Bucks County was reversed by the court and instructed to open up extra days because they violated the law and told people to go home. So that lawsuit was brought by the Republican National Committee, and it was successful. The Supreme Court ruled that Glenn Youngkin was successful. We are news people, even though we have opinions, and we have to report the whole story if we bring up part of the story. So yes, he's upset about Bucks County, but he was right and he won in court. That's the story.
I'll let you keep going, Jonathan.
No, I'm just, I don't appreciate being lectured about reporting when you, many times you come here saying lots of things that aren't
I won't
based
come
in
back,
fact.
Jonathan. I'm
But,
done. I'm done. This is the most unfair election ad I have ever been a part of. You guys are working. That's fine. I'm done.
It's like,
thanks.
well, the guy says, good for you. It's now.
Not for you. He comes across as a moron, which he always has been and is.
Doing that. I mean,
No,
my
it isn't
guess
good
is.
for him for
Okay.
doing that. I mean, he's always been a rhino and a disgusting rhino, and has always been, saying this is this and this is this. And there, Ruth Marcus was fine. She was just reporting it or giving her opinion, and then he gets all twisted up in his
So, what
panties.
do you make of that?
I make of it that he sees the writing on the wall. The Washington Post
Oh.
is catering, trading, and he wants to be, be this wonderful, honest guy who can't take ads anymore. He didn't mind it when he was on MSNBC and had his own show. He came across as a prissy jerk that he was. But Jonathan Capehart was out-prissied him. And he was drawing a little thing around, and I mean,
He's right.
yeah,
He's right. He's
he
drawing.
out-prissied him.
But I
He was
think the key
out-prissied.
part of what you said there is he understands a Washington Post is on the decline. And I guess
Yes.
that's what I mean.
Yes.
The legacy media anymore is dead man walking. You can go on Joe Rogan. You can do a thing with Elon Musk. You can go on Tucker
You can come on
Carlson.
our show.
You can come on our show. There are so many sources that there was a time when even if you kind of thought the media was biased, that was kind of what your options,
Yeah.
right? That was all you could listen to. And so you did, and they were able to shape a narrative, drive a
Yes,
narrative,
true.
push a narrative. Then I think in 2020 with COVID, we saw the government jumps into the act. And if you didn't subscribe to the narrative and if you didn't repeat the narrative, you were censored, jailed, crushed,
And
whatever, right?
peanuts.
But they did it to so many people that eventually, like our show, right? We're like, okay, we'll do a podcast then, right?
But even then, you know, run on YouTube for a reason. I mean,
right. Well, yeah, YouTube still won't let us on, but screw YouTube, right?
Screw YouTube.
YouTube. We're on Rumble.
Yeah.
Truth Social.
Yeah.
BBSradio.com.
All right. So, take that.
Yeah. I mean, that literally take that, because you don't have to go on, you know, MSNBC or CNN anymore. And in fact, their audiences are declining. And they are getting more and more, I don't know, what, strident. And the more they do that, the more people tune them out. And I think even, you know, they're going to become, I don't think they're going to die off, but they're going to become as niche-y, say, like as a Chuck and Julie show, right? If you really, if you're, you know, a staunch, loyal Democrat, progressive Democrat, you're probably not going to listen to our show.
Sure you are.
But you would listen to CNN, right? And but if you are a conservative, or if you're somebody in the middle, you're not paying attention to CNN. So I don't think they're going to die off completely. I think the Washington Post will still be around. But the only people subscribing to it, it's going to get smaller and smaller and smaller.
Which is what the owner said. We're going to just be taken over by podcasts and made irrelevant.
And the question, the issue is not going to, right?
Yeah, I've been.
From Sandra, screw you. Let's see, from Jacob. Chuck was right. Once in a while, he is. That Polish should pardon Tina Peters. When I was in Michigan last week or so, people were talking about Griswold and how stupid she is. From Sandra, good for you, Julie. Screw YouTube, go Rumble. And from Jacob, Bill O'Reilly says that after the election, the cable and news networks will go the way of the dinosaur. I think so, too. I mean, you could see, I was reading, on True Social, it's like, screw the networks for election coverage. So the Rumble ran down, all the people who were going to be on Rumble on their Viva Fry, all these people on, you know, doing their own election coverage, right? So if you want to get election coverage, it used to be you had to turn into one of the
networks. And hopefully you don't have to listen to Fox. And you know, they got rid of Chris Starrold, sort of, but you know, you kind of want to go on another.
I'm not listening to Brett Baron, Martha McCallum.
Yeah. Oh boy, that'll be good.
But so I think that, and they have, you know, they've sown their own seeds of destruction. Well,
if you know somebody else who's got good election coverage on the conservative side, give us a little tweet.
From Charlene, yes, pardon Tina, put Jimmy Sangenberger in jail from writing an article headline, Tina got what she deserved. Well, then that's another thing to go back to, that, you know, the peanut the squirrel thing. The other thing, besides point out just how corrupt Jenna Griswold is, that is interesting about that is she so clearly did the same thing Tina Peters did,
right,
600 times worse. And yet there's not even from the Democrats or anybody talk of investigating her. She's investigating herself. Now, Polis went on NPR or something like that and said, we should have a special investigator. There's not going to be a special. Phil Weiser. There's not going to be a special investigator. The election's going to go on. It's all going to be swept under. I know people are saying Jenna's going to resign. I bet you $1 billion she doesn't resign.
She's got nothing else in life.
No, nothing will happen. Now, maybe she won't be able to run for governor. That might be a little
probably
creepy,
will.
But
Democrats
yeah, that'll be like that was. Will Tucker Carlson do an election night show from Charlene? I believe he is, Charlene. I believe he is. That could be from Dr. Donna. We have investigated our own and found no wrongdoing and no leaked passwords. So all of you election deniers, just shut up. So it's not working anymore, right? And I think, I don't know that they will go, the legacy media will go extinct. But I think even if Kamala wins, I think they're toast. They're the dinosaur, because people still are not, they're not listening to them. That's clear. If people were listening to them, Donald Trump would not be having the momentum in this race. We would have joyful Kamala, right?
Yes, we'd have joy.
So what do you think? So we only got a couple of minutes left. For what are you going to be? What? I always just like search through everything, right? What are you going to be? Well, we didn't even talk about Prop 131. All of this could be moot in Colorado if that passes, which it will. But what are you going to be? What's your recommendation on what people should watch, look for, pay attention to, I guess?
Well, if you're just talking about from the early returns, and I think everyone sort of agrees on this, the early to 7 o'clock, you know, it's the first time, and that's 5 o'clock our time, the polls close. And they take, they have their own
Fox will call it.
No, yeah. Chris Starr will return and call it for Kamala. But they have their own exit poll people, and they can call pretty closely, provided their exit polls are strong enough. I mean, it's not, they don't have to wait for all the votes. They just do it on exit polls. And so you're going to come on early and say, hey, who wins New Hampshire? If Trump wins New Hampshire, it comes very close, great night for him. If he's shut out there, then, you know, it's much better for the Democratic side. North Carolina, if all of a sudden Trump is winning easily, great night for him. If all of a sudden it's too close to tell or Trump is behind, then great for Kamala. So you've got Pennsylvania, it's harder for to get any kind of election results. But Florida, if Trump is just killing it there, the only reason to be closer because they have a marijuana and an abortion
right
propositions going. Then you go to Ohio, where Bernie Moreno has really moved up in the last 3 weeks against Garrett Brown. And if he wins, then it's going to be a good night for Republicans, generally speaking. So you'll have a pretty good idea based on those early returns from that first set of returns and the exit polls that they have determined, you know, how's this going tonight? Is it going, you don't know? Is it going all for Trump? Is it going for the Democrats? It's going to be, I think you're going to be able to tell pretty early. You won't get a final word, I don't think, tomorrow. I think
yes,
you'll have a pretty
and
good
this
idea.
Is and this is Mark Poffy put. This is exactly my worry. Trump will be looking good until they stop counting for the night, and then the next morning he will be losing.
Yes,
exactly. Yeah. So pray, everybody, too. Pray and vote.
Pray vote.
And
pray.
I guess we will
vote again.
Yeah. Pray vote, then vote again, and have your dead grandparents vote as well.
Yes, yes.
And have them vote again too. What the heck? Hey, just kidding. Just kidding. Media matters. I guess we will see you on Wednesday.
Yeah, we'll know the result. We may not be here anymore.
Yeah.
Or we could be celebrating.
Maybe found the squirrels that we have in our
That's right. We'll be going the way of peanuts.
Hey, everybody, thank you. We will see you all on Wednesday.
Take care, everyone.